You may have heard about the Golden Pace Company on the Health and Wellbeing show recently, but we are having a little moment to shine on the Food and Drink show because, of course, we're talking about turmeric, and turmeric is a food product, and we're doing a bit of a recipe how-to guide today. So I've come to see Janine. Hello, Janine.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I've travelled out to Killinghall. What is it that we're going to be doing today?
So today we're going to look at making what we call golden paste. So it's a mix of turmeric with oil and black pepper.
So remind us then, Janine, we're making this paste at home. We can also come and buy it from you. We can buy all the raw ingredients. I know you also do a kit, so that means you can make it all. What are we taking this for? What is the golden paste all about?
So it was kind of developed by a vet in Australia called Doug English. Turmeric is a natural anti-inflammatory. So any illnesses or conditions that are inflammation based, turmeric has the ability to help. There are over 8,000 studies that you can find online which will detail different conditions, so asthma, eczema and things like that. A recent TV show showed how turmeric is actually beneficial for the prevention of some conditions. So the research is out there, but unfortunately for the larger pharmaceutical companies, they can't patent it. So nobody's quite prepared to put the time and the money into the research to really get to the bottom of it. And it's really hard for the body to use, which is why we have to incorporate the oils and the peppers. So making it at home, adding it to your daily diet is the best way to go. Put it into your scrambled eggs, add it to your spag bol at the end of cooking, everything like that. So once you've made the paste, put it in the fridge and just add half a teaspoon into any of your meals, and that's the best way to do it. So making the golden paste at home is the cheapest way of getting the benefits of turmeric. So you want to start with ingredients wise. You need water. For the turmeric, you can pick up at the supermarket, you can get it down the world food aisle, where they'll do it in larger packets than the small spice shakers that you're used to.
So I was going to say, you're quite used to buying that in the, you know, you have the big Schwartz rack of
yes.
all the different spices, but that is expensive.
It is very expensive. So if it's for flavours in your curries and stuff, then obviously that'd be absolutely fine. But for the sheer quantity that you need to make the paste with, it wouldn't work out cost effective. We obviously sell it, and the active component in the turmeric is called curcumin. That's the bit that you're interested in. And in our turmeric, it's at 5%, which is quite high. Most turmerics will be around 3%, and that is absolutely fine for making it at home.
So our next ingredient after the turmeric?
Oil of your choice, but we recommend a coconut oil, an olive oil or a flaxseed oil, and they need to be virgin, cold pressed, unprocessed ones. The reason we include the oil in the paste is that turmeric is not water soluble, so it'll just pass straight through your digestive system. The beneficial parts of turmeric are really hard for your body to use, so by adding an oil, it makes it easier for our body to make the most of it. The black pepper, you need whole peppercorns. Now, the bit from the black pepper we actually want is called piperine, and that's contained within the black pepper. So it's best to grind the pepper during the cooking process, right towards the end. So once you put it in the paste, it's kind of caught in the oil. If you use pre-ground, you're not going to get the same benefits. Now, what the piperine does from the pepper is it slows the metabolism in your liver, which allows your body to use that curcumin in the turmeric. And again, that's why it's so difficult for the body to use the turmeric. But that slowing down in the liver can then interact with certain medications. So if you're not on anything, then that's absolutely fine. But some medications you do need to just check with us or with your GP first.
Okay. To grind the black pepper,
yes.
Does that mean we need to stand there with a hand grinder and grind away?
You can do. You need 2 to 3 teaspoons for this recipe. So if you're happy to do it that way and have a rough estimate of how many grinds, then fine. I personally use a small blender, maybe a baby food blender or a Nutribullet type thing. Some people use a coffee grinder. There's all sorts of different ways. Some people even crush it between spoons. It's entirely what works for you. So basically what you need to do is you need to add the water and the turmeric together in a pan, and you let that simmer for about 7 minutes and continuously stir it, otherwise you'll find it sticks to the bottom of your pan. Once you've done that for about 7 minutes, you add your oil, and then you grind your pepper and add your pepper in, and then again mix it till all the oil's melted up, and you want to take it off the heat to do that. Sometimes we add Ceylon cinnamon to it. It can improve the flavour of it, but for dogs they can get a bit of a smell, and if they give that smell off, the Ceylon cinnamon tends to combat that. And some people also like to add apple cider vinegar in. So you can add other bits in to flavour. We don't like to add anything like honey because the sugar has the opposite effect to what you're trying to achieve with the turmeric, because the turmeric is a natural anti-inflammatory.
And you do need one word of warning because the yellowness of turmeric gets everywhere. We've just been down to your kitchen. Your floor has been there since November. And now it's very much yellow.
Yes, it is. So we've also pre-painted our walls yellow. So if you are going to embark on making it yourself, just be aware it stains everything from your clothes to your worktops to your skin. It does come off, and on our website we cover how to deal with turmeric stains. Bleach is particularly good, but not great for the skin. So when you make it, I'd recommend having your own sort of like turmeric setup. Yeah. Stainless steel, it comes off really, really easily, but anything other than that, it will stain.
Now, we have put together a little video which people can go and watch on Stray FM's website, strayfm.com/food, and that makes it very, very simple. But if people do want to cheat and they do want to get it from you or find out a bit more about the Golden Paste Company, where do they get?
So we're based on Lund Lane, out towards Hamthwaite, just after Killinghall. So you're very welcome to come and see us here. We can run through any medications you're on, any conditions that you suffer from. You can buy it online at goldenpastecompany.com, and we do have stockists around and about, but it's probably best to come and see us if you're starting on your journey.
Fantastic. Janine, thank you very much, and best of luck to everyone who's whipping up their own batch of Golden Paste. Thank you.
Thank you very much.